from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection. The latest on the Brandon Ayuk saga is that the Steelers, baby, are still in. And Matt Maiocco from NBC Sports, whatever the hell, Bay Area, there it is, said that there could be, and I'm paraphrasing here, reason to believe that they're the favorite. And I think common sense tells us that. But now the reporting is following. So if a Brandon Ayuk trade should become official, we will, of course, have wall-to-wall coverage right here on 93.7 The Fan.
No doubt.
Ray Fittipaldo at 8 o'clock. Doug Whaley, the perfect man to talk about all the Ayuk stuff with us from 9 o'clock until 10. We'd love to hear from you on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I feel like what I said in the last segment isn't necessarily hard on Omar Khan, but I'm holding him to a high standard. Like, you're here, get it done. And yesterday, weirdly enough, was the one-year anniversary of the Erik Karlsson trade to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That's right.
And I think these are kind of similar situations. I didn't know that the Karlsson thing would ever be able to get done because of how many bad players the Penguins had and all the salary cap restraints that the Penguins had. But Erik Karlsson had a no-trade clause. He wanted to go to one place. That was here.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Penguins did the trade that fans always want, all the bad players for the good player. And he wasn't great this year, but you did get rid of all the bad players. I don't think a bad player goes back in return for Brandon Ayuk. I think you wind up losing a rostered player, and it's probably, in my opinion, going to be James Daniels. But I do think that we are all going to look at this and go, wow. That's all it took, because like the Penguins did, like Kyle Dubas did, Omar Khan seems to be holding all the cards here.
Well, we might say, wow, that's all it took, but at the same time, like, wow, like that's how long it took for what it took and how hard that probably process was for Omar Khan and the 49ers to agree on what is going and what is coming back in return. Like, it may not look like it's like crazy, like, wow, the Steelers won this deal, but at the end of the day, it took months and months to get that done.
You know why I think that is, actually, and this is just a hypothesis, but again, I think the two words of the day for me are common sense. Here's why I think it took so long. I think, so the Steelers, obviously, they restructured Alex Highsmith's contract before the draft. I think the 49ers would have jumped at an opportunity to move Ayuk then for draft capital.
Yes.
Because those guys would have been able to help this year's team.
Right. That's what I was honestly thinking that in the last segment, and I was like, the reason why they didn't get it done because the Steelers wanted to keep their draft pick in this draft and didn't want to pass that to the 49ers. The 49ers probably wanted draft capital for this year, just like you're saying, so that could help them for this year as well. And the Steelers were just like, no, we have a plan in place. We want to stick with that. We'll figure it out. We'll revisit in the summer.
And you know what? We've talked about the plan and how it seems like to this point they haven't had that plan. for wide receiver. They traded Diontae Johnson, and yet here they are still with Van Jefferson as their number two wide receiver. If he's able to, if they're able to pull this off, we're talking chess, man, not checkers.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about a long game, long plan that wound up working out, and they, if they get it done, they're going to have given up what they're okay with giving up and not what necessarily the 49ers wanted. Like, I don't think you're giving up a first-round pick in next year's draft for this guy. Why would you have to do that?
Right.
They're not going to keep him. Do you think a Super Bowl, and I've thought long and hard about this now, do you think a Super Bowl favorite goes into this year with this distraction hanging over their head? Brandon Ayuk, it wouldn't be the greatest thing for him, but Brandon Ayuk, you don't have to play every game. Like, you sit out half the year. We saw this whole Le'Veon Bell thing go down. You can sit out half the year, and then your contract will toll if you wind up reporting by a certain date.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm Brandon Ayuk, that's what me and my representation are telling the 49ers. Like, you think you hold all the cards, and you're going to have me play this year, and then if I'm great, you're going to franchise me, and then if I'm great, you're going to do it again? Hell no, I'm going to sit out. You're going to get no compensation, and you're going to be without me for half the year. Oh, by the by, didn't Ricky Pearsall just get hurt?
Yes.
Good luck.
Yes.
So, I think if and when this whole deal gets done, Omar Khan, and this is the task a general manager is tasked with, is going to have given up what he wants to have given up and not what the 49ers want. And if that does happen, then everything we said about him not having a plan, I mean, you're walking that tightrope.
You are, but I mean, if this does get done, like, I already give Omar Khan a lot of credit, but like, that just shows that he's been around and just seen so many different ways to get things done. I mean, I know that he hasn't been the GM that long, but he has been in the Steelers organization in the front office for so long that just he's just compiling everything that he's learned and just relying on his inner clock of being patient and knowing what he wants and getting what he wants, because he gets what he wants. He has shown that. If he gets this, it's all over. Like, he'll always get what he wants.
Yeah, what can you say about Omar Khan if he pulls this off? It will literally, man, I think, have been the perfect offseason. I don't think that's overstating things.
No.
You get two new quarterbacks in here at a position where it wasn't good. You bring in a new offensive coordinator, and how much say he had into it, I don't know. I mean, he's part of the decision-making process.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. And you addressed some significant needs in the draft. You go out, you get Patrick Queen. You get Deshaun Elliott at safety, which I think goes totally under the radar. And then you'll add Brandon Ayuk.
And you'll have Cam Sutton come back at some point. So you took a risk, a huge risk. And I think that was a Mike Tomlin signing, but Omar still has to sign off on it and move things around. You signed Cam Sutton, who's a huge risk, and knew that he was going to get suspended, but was like, listen, he's going to get suspended for probably this amount of games. So whenever he does come back, we'll just be starting division play. Like, this, there's a lot of moving parts that have happened that if this final piece does get put in place, oh, man, like, this is just masterful work.
And
masterful.
I did say we just talked about it's a failure, if not for the whole offseason, but it's a failure if you don't get this done. Look, this might go into the polishing the turd or lipstick on a pig category that we talked about in the first hour, but you're going for broke for big time here in Brandon Ayuk. But I could see Omar Khan rationalizing, look, if we get Brandon Ayuk, we should be able to put up points like other teams in the AFC that are true contenders. But if we don't get Brandon Ayuk, I'm sure here's how he looks at it. We're going to run the ball,
right?
And we still have one of the highest paid, most productive defenses in the NFL. And if we have to win that way, we'll win that way too. And that's why I guess he feels comfortable being able to take this thing down to the wire.
Look, they're pushing their chips in. I mean, that's what they're telling us. If they get this done, and even if they don't in a way that they're telling us that they're pushing their chips in for this year, like what Trey said yesterday, like they are banking. If they do this, they are banking on Ayuk performing, and they're going to pay a lot of money for him to be around for a few, for 4 years, and they're also banking on the quarterback position panning out. Like, they're like, hey, we're pushing all of our chips in. We got to win now. We got to win this year, and we have the faith, and we're going to hope that it all pans out, because the moves that they're making, and you know, with two quarterbacks, and you have that situation going on, like, they're telling us if they do get this done, that they're going for it now.
Well, and that's why I teased going into the break, and we haven't gotten to it here. We're having a scintillating conversation. Look, Mike Tomlin's not getting fired at the end of the year. He just signed a new contract. But there should be pressure on him. And I think that the expectation now from Art the Second is, my God, we got to win a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
If you get Brandon Ayuk, I think the fan base has to hold this organization to the old standard again. And I'm talking
about the division.
Win the division, contend for a mother bleeping championship.
No doubt. No doubt.
And I think anything less, if you have Brandon Ayuk, than a division championship should be looked at as a quasi, at very least, failure.
No doubt.
Like, where are your holes offensively? I mean, you have questions at offensive line, not in terms of talent, but in terms of guys who have never done it at this level before.
But you have depth everywhere.
Yes.
This creates incredible depth at the receiver spot, as we've been talking about and talked about yesterday. How Van Jefferson has been performing in camp. If he's your third guy or third, fourth guy, like, that is a good situation, with Roman Wilson being a part of that unit as well.
Right. He's had 800 yards in the league before and 7 touchdowns. If he's your two, you're going, as we've now seen, because the Steelers clearly feel that way. But if he's your three, okay. And if he has to, in a pinch, be your two, that's different than you're the two.
Yes.
If you're an injury away from Van Jefferson, you're not in a terrible spot. But if you're an injury away from Van Jefferson being your number one, then you're in a terrible spot. But they should be able to run the ball. You add Ayuk, you've got three, I think, in this offense, potentially game-breaking weapons, including Pat Freiermuth in that. If you are not contending for a division championship, if you don't win the division, yeah, it's a failure. It's a failure. And you are putting yourself in a position to win playoff games then. Because we've so often talked about the hypothetical of, all right, this team with this schedule, my gosh, it's tough, oh my Lord, and you make the playoffs and you're going to have to go to Buffalo again, or you're going to have to go to New York and play Aaron Rodgers, or you're going to have to go to Kansas City. You win the division, you're playing at home.
Mm-hmm.
And the expectation when in this town, when you're playing home playoff games, is to win, to advance, to make a run. And I can't think of a reason why you shouldn't put them on a short list to be able to do that if you've added Brandon Ayuk. 412-928-9370. We've gotten a lot of questions on the text line, and I know that I've fielded a bunch on Twitter about what this all means for George Pickens. Would this mean that you don't pay Pickens? We'll get into that a little bit. Also, it's Sidney Patrick Crosby's birthday. It should be contract day. It was supposed to happen on June 1st. July 1st, one of those months.
July 1st,
because yes. They were still playing hockey deep into June.
Correct.
It was supposed to happen on July 1st. It's been 6 weeks. No Crosby contract. A lot of people have circled today as the day. We get into that a little bit at 7:35. We'll also talk about the debacle that the Pirates found themselves in last night later on in the show. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, and this Brandon Ayuk talk on the Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Switch. We just got graced by the presence of Joe Starkey, who went to a local coffee shop to write his column about the beginning of the end of the Pirates, and the Wi-Fi wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So he walked up in here. And we're going to talk about George Pickens in a second, but this just, it's the perfect time to play this. Is this an awkward moment between Shelty and Starkey yesterday? A funny moment, an uncomfortable moment? You tell us.
It is, but the games matter now. I mean, quite frankly, your in-game decisions for 4 years had no bearing on a season. They do now, and so there's a lot more scrutiny. Is there any that you regret from the other day?
Well, I mean, be specific. Which ones are you going to ask me about? I think a vagueness of the question there, like, which ones do you want to talk about?
Okay, yeah. I didn't know if there was one particular decision when you went back and reviewed the game and said, I would have done that differently.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
He started him off with, hey, I saw you were down at Steelers training camp. And then Shelty's like, yeah, I'm in a cornfield somewhere. Oh, cool. By the way, the last 4 years, your managerial skills, it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
The last 4 years meant jack crap. Now that it matters, you sucked the other day. Is there anything you regret?
Right. Just nailed him. Oh.
Usually I try to, when we have like a big guest on, like if we had Charrington, we've had Charrington on, or we want to ask Mitch Keller about a contract or something like that, I try to get him comfortable. I try to goof with him. I try to make
all
him
downhill.
Laugh. Yeah. Well, I'm not that I'm, you know, God's gift to journalism or anything. That's what I generally try to loosen him up, get him comfortable, and then all of a sudden they'll spill the beans. Starkey does a great job with those.
Yes, he does.
He went right in on him. These last 4 years, your decision-making didn't matter because the team sucked so bad, so basically I could have been managing the team. Now that it matters, you really stunk the other day. Can you expand on that? Hey, holy crap!
Dang, firing. Right to the jugular.
Right to the jugular. We will talk about the fledgling Pirates in a little bit. 4 games out of a playoff spot. Losers of 4 of 5. But the Aiyuk thing is exciting. It's exciting. Your team could be getting one of the best wide receivers in football. What's it mean for the best receiver on the current team? That is a common question. If they pay Aiyuk, I know I got it in a group chat with my buddies yesterday. If they pay Aiyuk, can they still pay Pickens? The short answer is yeah. You could. There are teams that pay multiple big-time wide receivers. Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill. They pay
Eagles.
The Eagles have paid their
Brown
guys.
And Smith.
Yes. And the retort you'll often get is, well, yeah, but they're not paying a TJ Watt. They're not paying a Cam Hayward. They're not paying a Micah Fitzpatrick. They're not spending as much money on the defensive side. Okay, but those teams are paying their quarterbacks. And the Steelers basically are paying TJ Watt. well, less than, but they're paying him a lot of money. They're paying him $30 million. So could it happen? Sure. But I think we need to look at the past as prologue here. And you see what happened with Deontay Johnson. I think the Steelers think that George Pickens could wind up like that. And I think this is telling here that you're willing to pay a guy that has never set foot in this building $30 million. I think it tells you they're not totally sold on that guy. Doesn't mean he can't change their mind. And if he does deserve to get paid and they think he can, you know, fall in line, then maybe they will do it. But I guess right now that they won't because they don't think he can fall in line.
I think it's one of the situations where they'll cross that bridge when they get there, and hopefully they do get there, and George makes it a tough decision on what their finances are and can they pay them. Like, I think they're just hoping George proves that over this year that he can be a big-time receiver and puts them in a situation where they have to make a decision on how they use their money. But I think that this whole situation with George Pickens will end up being predicated on one thing, and that is the emergence and potential emergence of Roman Wilson. I think Roman Wilson's really the gem with this whole receiver situation. If this Ayuk deal does go through, like if Roman Wilson ends up doing really good this year, okay. Well, we're not paying him for 4 years, 3 years. There's our next guy. There's our number two next to Brandon Ayuk. The way that Roman Wilson plays this year will have a huge direct effect on George Pickens' future, regardless of how George plays this year.
Yes.
100%.
I can agree with that. And one of the things I went back and forth with my buddies in that group chat is, well, the Steelers are really good at drafting wide receivers. Why would they pay Brandon Ayuk? Well, they're going to pay someone.
Why are the Steelers? I mean, this is a different regime.
It is a different regime.
People keep bringing that up.
There's no doubt. You're right about that. You're right about that. We don't put the sins of the end of the Kevin Colbert administration on Omar Khan, so why would we put the successes?
Right.
That's fair. That's definitely fair. But let's play it out and say that they are, that he did pick that up and they crush it with wide receivers. Well, okay, who's to say, all right, you pay Ayuk. If you think they crushed it at wide receiver, you can then draft a guy to replace Pickens, or you just have, like you said, in Roman Wilson.
Right.
And I think this gives Roman Wilson a better chance to succeed, too.
No doubt. Less pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to thrust him in a role. He can be his own role, etch his own way into this offense, and, you know, just go from there.
Yes.
Literally. Like, I mean, he could just grow as the season goes and learn behind Ayuk and even George because, you know, his raw ability. Like, I mean, this would be a very, very good situation for Roman Wilson and him growing as a young player. And I do think that that is a direct effect. Like, if I were Pickens and I had to be mad about something, it would be the fact that they drafted Roman Wilson than Ayuk coming in, because Roman Wilson may be the replacement.
I think both things could perturb him.
I mean, I wouldn't be. I'm just saying, like, if he had to be mad, I don't think he should be mad at all. I think that everything playing out is in favor for George to have a good year. We talked about it a bunch. I mean, the double teams and him being open, him being himself. You know, the less pressure of being a number one wide receiver. If anything, I would look and be like, okay, like, what's Roman Wilson doing? Because that is the guy that they're going to go to be the number two receiver in the future.
He's cheap.
Yep.
I do think, I'll agree with this for sure, that the best thing for George Pickens' wallet is getting Ayuk.
Yes.
Doesn't have to mean it's here, but even though you and I are big believers in Arthur Smith and more so than some of our other cohorts on the station, colleagues on the station, you have to work really hard to get that guy open now in some unconventional ways, at least compared to what the Steelers had done in recent years. With Brandon Ayuk, it opens up so much for him.
If I were George, I would look at this situation, if Ayuk is here, like how Ayuk got here. How did Brandon Ayuk, is he a number one receiver in San Francisco? I don't think so.
Depends on the week.
But the reason why he is being talked about and potentially can get a $30 million a year contract is because he was a part of a system that had other people to take away and him to be able to be freed up to do the things that he needed to do to get paid the money he's getting paid. And people will overpay. So if I were George, I'd look at how Brandon Ayuk actually got here. It would be the same thing, even if he's not a Steeler, probably with another team.
if and when they get Ayuk, and you fast forward a year from right now, Steelers might be in the exact same position the 49ers are in, but with George Pickens. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Yep.
And you're right about the production, too. Like, if Brandon Ayuk was out there alone on an island, it might not look...
It's not going to look the same.
Right.
It's not going to look the same.
And because nobody's arguing that Brandon Ayuk is a top five receiver in the game. And if you're not one of those guys, then you can't do it by yourself. George Pickens, not one of those guys. Certainly not yet. You can't do it by yourself.
No.
You can't.
No.
All right. Much more on Brandon Ayuk as we move forward in the show. Also, some big-time storylines, actually, to come out of Steelers camp yesterday. We'll talk to Ray Fittipaldo about those things coming up at 8 o'clock. There's another hypothetical deal out there that was tossed out about Brandon Ayuk that we can react to. But coming up next, it is Sidney Crosby's birthday, and this is a day that we have had circled on the calendar for a good long while. Is today the day he gets a new contract with the Penguins? We'll kick it around when we come back. Happy birthday to the father of the Philadelphia Flyers, Sidney Patrick Crosby. 37 years old today, Doran. Is it contract day? Do you think when we go to sleep at night this evening, because we go to sleep in the evening, that we will be... Well, you could just get rid of the music, Alice. Quite distracting. Do you think that we will be going to sleep knowing that Sidney Crosby is finishing his career in a Pittsburgh Penguins sweater?
No. I don't think it gets done. I think it would have gotten... I don't think that this day really is the finality of a contract. I don't know. I just have a weird, just weird feeling about this.
I'll tell you what. I'm not panicked.
No.
If it does not happen today... I will think it's very weird. And the reason why is because Sidney Crosby is a freakazoid, and I mean that in the best way possible. A guy that could have been making a lot more money for a long time has always made $8.7 million a year because he was born on 8/7/87. I could see him wanting to, if he's going to finally make more money on the contract, as has been rumored, still wanting there to be some tie to 8/7. Because he's a nut job. Again, I mean that in the best way possible. So if it doesn't happen today, you got to wonder why. You got to wonder why. Hey, this was supposed to get done over a month ago. And we were assured by all those tapped in with the Penguins, all the great beat writers in this town, that this was a fait accompli, that this was going to happen. But so I look at the Penguins roster, and here's what Daily Faceoff has right now as the line combination, Storm. And I'm wondering if this has something to do with it. I'm just wondering aloud. Your top line. I don't see Jake Guentzel anymore. He's not here. Drew O'Connor, Sidney Crosby, Brian Rust. Second line, Michael Bunting, Evgeny Malkin, Rickard Rakell. You can win with that top six. It's not as good as it's been, but you can win with that top six. Bottom six, Anthony Beauvillier, Kevin Hayes, Valtteri Pustinen. Fourth line, Blake Lizotte, Lars Eller, Noel Achari. Who the frig is going to score for this team?
Don't know.
What are we talking about here? Mark Gerlzik and Jack St. Ivan is your third pair. Jack St. Ivan did some nice things last year. But this is not a playoff caliber roster. And when will it be a playoff caliber roster? I think they probably believe it's as simple as fixing the power play. But Crosby's a year older. Malkin, who showed some warts last year. Good player, but not what he once was, not even close, a year older. I could see those two guys taking some level of a step back.
Mm-hmm.
I think Crosby's still going to be elite, but he might not be as good as he was last year. At some point, you're not. And all the onus is on those two guys in five-on-five play, and all the onus is on those guys to spearhead and lead a power play that was a disaster last year. All the pressure's on them. If they're to make the playoffs, you need them to stay healthy, and you need them to perform. And if I'm Crosby, we've been told he wants to play his entire career here because Stevie Y did it, because Mario Lemieux did it, his two idols. Okay, he can value different things than me. But if I'm Sidney Crosby, I don't want to play out the end of my career here, man.
Not at this point.
No.
Crosby's a winner. He wants to win one more. I don't think you're going to get that done here.
I will go out on a limb and say you will not.
You will not get that done here.
I tweeted when they got knocked out of the playoffs by the Rangers. I think we've seen Sidney Crosby win his last playoff series in a Penguins uniform. So I don't think Cup is even I don't think it's
talking point, huh?
Yeah. Hey, you can't rationalize your way to thinking that this roster can win a Stanley Cup. Like Brian Rust said on the Twitch stream, we would have beat the Rangers. You can't possibly believe that. And even if they did, can you really convince yourself that you can win the Stanley Cup? So what's it about? If it's just about, hey, I've accomplished so much already. I've won 3 championships. I'm a top 5 player of all time. And now I want to finish where I started. Okay. If that's what he's all about, fine. But if it's about chasing a championship, you're not going to chase a championship here.
Nope. No, I don't think that this means if it doesn't get signed today that he'll be somewhere else.
I agree with that, but I will be wondering what the hang-up is.
Yes, exactly. It's been a long time. Could have gotten done.
Yes. And you basically had a tacit admission, if not more than that, from Kyle Dubas this offseason that they're trying to retool. And he basically said for the world to hear that they're not going to contend for a championship. That they went all in and attempted to do it last year with the Carlson move. But they have not, my God, operated that way this offseason. They've gone bargain basement shopping.
Yep.
And I wonder if they had tried to shuffle some of the deck chairs differently, if they had moved out contracts to move in contracts, move out decent players that could have some value elsewhere to bring in decent players that could have value here if Crosby would have signed on the dotted line already. What I do know is fair is that every passing day from this point forward that a contract is not signed, speculation's fair game. I still think it's more likely than not, like you said, that he's going to be a Pittsburgh Penguin for life. But with every passing day that has not come to fruition, you have to sit here and wonder what the why is.
Yeah, I get him wanting to do it on this day. Has he done all of his extensions and contracts on this day?
He has not, but he's okay. Always signed for $8.7 million, and he's got that weird infatuation. So it leads you to believe maybe he wants to, if he's going to sign for more, sign on this day just so that there's some tie-in.
But I just think that you would get something like this done as soon as possible.
Honestly, man, the more I say what I just said, the more it sounds like a bizarre fantasy land hope from Penguins fans. Not, again, that it will get done, but, well, we'll freak out after the 7th. That's his birthday. We'll freak out after that. It kind of sounds wacky when you think about it.
Wacky. And it'll be wacky for an organization to operate under those terms, too, whenever you have other things to address and you don't know really where you stand. You don't know what type of team that you want to be. Do you want to bottom? Like, do you want to? What direction you're going in? You have to live with some contracts you don't want to live with. It doesn't really, you know. And you're coming off a losing season, didn't make the playoffs, and this is the forefront. I don't know that this doesn't really sit clean with me.
No,
doesn't make sense. It's weird.
Is he asking for more money than they're willing to give up because he knows that they're bad, and so I might as well, if I'm going to finish my career where I started my career and I've taken so much less for the length of my career, maybe now I want to get paid. I don't know. Again, I think speculation is fair game whenever you're 6 weeks into this thing and we were told that it would happen on July 1st.
You think it's the trade clause deal that we talked about a while ago? You know, that's the hang up?
If he would say I don't want a no trade clause. I mean, I could see that. And again, I think any speculation is fair game right now because you're wondering why. a guy that has explicitly stated he wants to be here, you would think that this would be the easiest deal in the world to sign for Kyle Dubas. Like, he pulled off that Carlson trade last year. It's like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. This should be old hat. This should be easy. Oh, you want to be here and we want you here? Let's get it done. Why? Don't know. You can speculate with us. You got any theories? 412-928-9370 on Twitter and on the phone lines. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray Fittipaldo going to join us at 8 o'clock to talk about Steelers training camp and Brandon Ayuk. Up next, it was a disaster in more ways than one for the Pirates last night. So Mike Tomlin going to have a press conference today at 9 a.m. He does before the Steelers preseason games, and this will be talking about player availability, who's going to go in the game on Friday and all that jazz. He's obviously going to get asked about all this Brandon Ayuk stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to be epic.
Yeah, right.
He's not going to say Jack, but the question will get asked because it has to get asked. I can't wait. And we'll react to it with Doug Whaley, who's going to join us from 9 o'clock until 10 today.
I'm going to leave it up to the guys that do the job. We're just going to go out there and play with the guys we have in the room. We like where our receivers are at. You know, George's doing a good job. So I'm going to leave it up to Omar and those guys and such.
I think that might be verbatim what he says, with maybe an obviously thrown in there. Indubitably.
Indubitably.
50-minute mark in the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The Pirates are in dire straits, man. They are four games back of a playoff spot right now. They've lost two in a row. They've lost four of five. Arizona's hot as all get out. They're 8-2 in their last 10. San Diego, who they just lost to, 8-2 in their last 10. The Braves are slipping, but their roster's better than the Pirates. The Mets, all of a sudden, aren't as hot as they had been. They might have... I don't want to be crass here. They might have blown their you-know-what just trying to get back into contention. But all of a sudden now St. Louis a full game up on the Pirates. And last night was ugly. Woodford reserve on the mound. You have three balls that should have been caught. Three balls that weren't caught. Triolo, Bay, Tellez. And you get shut out. And they don't even have Dylan Cease on the mound.
Right.
I did think the whole rain delay thing was hilarious. I've never seen anything like that in, like, modern times with modern stadiums.
Right. The drainage system, I guess, backing up and just nowhere to filter the water. Like, I don't know.
It's like my toilet.
Right.
Like, you figure they'd figure that stuff out. They got a great grounds crew at PNC Park.
Yeah.
But you got Cease going out there, 8:15. He times it perfectly. He's ready. He's got the ball. He's on the mound. He's ready to go. And it's not another hour and 25 minutes before they play. I saw someone tweet, I don't understand why this game's delayed. The warning creek looks fine. It was full on moat. I do wonder though, like that. I'm not the old school guy, but I mean, what's the real risk of injury?
Well, with the water?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a big not that time bad. Risk.
Be a man.
Big time risk. You're gonna go, and then you saw. What was it?
I want to watch that.
Kiner Falefa. He almost hit a home run. That went to the wall, and then I think G1 Bay did too. If there was water there, those guys' ACLs would be out in floating in the water.
No, they'd be. They got cleats.
That's the big time injury.
Throw on some flippers. Wouldn't it be cool? You used to have the hill in Houston. Why not have a moat instead of a warning track?
Goes right into the river.
Oh, it'd be sick. You just have guys diving, and then you don't know if they caught the ball or not, and they have the snorkeler on, and then they get out, and then they throw the ball back into the infield. I think it would add some entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They should have done it back when the Pirates were bad.
Right.
We're the only stadium in Major League Baseball with a moat in the outfield. Would have been cool.
You were like, what could possibly happen?
What could? You ever heard of cleats? If that was the NFL they're playing, I saw Ben Roethlisberger chew up the Miami Dolphins in that hurricane. They moved the game to I think, Monday night. It was raining cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs?
Yeah. They play the Winter Classic in the rain. On ice.
What do they play on?
Ice! Go play in rain. Especially, like, at 9:10. They didn't start until 9:40. At 9:10, it was wet. But it wasn't a moat. Go out there and play. Or men.
Play in the creek.
This is me telling Doran about being a man. All right, we got Ray Fittipaldo. He's a man. He covers the Steelers. He's going to join us next to talk about training camp, the depth chart, and so much more. But first, fam weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. This Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 79.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.